One of the most famous questions related to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is what to do if a person forgets to count Sfirim. We know the Pasuk in Parashas Emor says, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tehiyena, that Sfiras HaOmer has to be Tumimos, it has to be complete. What happens if a person forgets? So we find this question in two different forms. First of all, what happens if a person forgets to count Sfira at night? Can he count by day? So this is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, is Mekel on that Shaila. He holds that if a person forgets to count at night, he can count by day. But the Bali Tosfos disagree, and they claim that one can only count at night. If you forget to count Sfiras HaOmer at night, then you may not count by day. Now, first glance, the Bali Tosfos seem to be correct, because the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, Kemat Beferish, almost explicitly says that you have to count at night. The Gemara says, Yochel Yisper Bayom Tamud Lomar Tamimos, that I think perhaps you can count Sfira by day. So comes the Pasuk and says, Tamimos, that the Sfira has to be complete. Emosay Atamotze Sheva Shabosos Tamimos, Bizman Shatamaschil Limnos Mi Boerev. Says the Gemara, when do you find that the Sfira is Tamimos? That's if you start counting at night. It seems like you have to count at night for it to be Tamimos. So what's the Bahag saying? How can the Bahag claim that you can count by day if you didn't count at night? So Lechora, the answer is, that the Bali Tosfos and the Bahag are disagreeing as to whether this rule that Tumimos requires a person to count at night, is that a din lechatchila, or is that ma'akev even b'di'evet? According to the Bahag, of course it's a din lechatchila, one should count at night. Then you'll have Tumimos, you'll have the most complete count, meaning the greatest amount of the day is going to be counted if you start at night, if you actually count at night. But it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. If a person didn't count at night, the Bahag claims that you can still count by day. The Bali Tosfos disagree, and they say that this rule of Tumimos, that you have to count at night, that's not just a din l'chatchil, it's ma'akev b'di'evet. If a person doesn't count at night, then he's not going to be yotzei sfira, and he's not going to be able to continue counting. Lemaisa, regarding this shaila, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer for both shittas. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Peites Ziv Zayin, paskins that if a person forgets to count sfira at night, he should count by day, but he should do so without a bracha. Why? So he should count by day to be machmer for the shita of the Bahag, that you can still count, you can still fulfill the mitzvah by day. But he shouldn't make a bracha to be machmer for the shita of Tosfos, that you can't count by day. So he should try to be yotzei bol shitas. This is one shaila that the Rishonim have regarding forgetting to count sphere. But the other famous shaila is what happens if a person forgets to count a full day. What do they do then? So here, the tables are turned a little bit. Here, the Bali Tosfos are Mekel, and they say that if a person forgets to count one day of Sfira, he can still count the other days. If he forgets to count at night, then he can't count by day. But if he forgets at night, he can still count the next day, claim the Bali Tosfos. But here the Bahag is Machmir. Here the Bahag holds that if you forget to count a full day of Sfira, then you can't continue counting Sfira. So, it's an interesting machlokas min akotze lakotze. When it comes to forgetting counting at night, so there the Bahag is Mekel. When it comes to forgetting the whole day, the Bahag says that you can't continue counting at all. And here too, the Shulchan Aruch is mitzadeh like both. He's choshesh for both shittas. The Shulchan Aruch there in Tov Peites Siv Ches writes that if a person forgets to count the whole day, so then he should continue counting without a bracha. Nochamo. Once again, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer for both shittas. He says you should continue counting to be choshesh for the Bali Tosfos, that just because you missed a day, you can still continue counting. But don't make a bracha to be choshesh for the Bahag, that if you forget the day, then you can't continue counting. So he straddles both sides of the fence. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the shita of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber continues, he quotes from the Chumash Hadeshen, that if a person is mesupuk, if he doesn't remember whether he counted or not, so then he can continue counting with a bracha. Why? Because then he has a svek sveika. That sofek, maybe he taka did count. And imtim tzilomer, even if he didn't count, maybe the halacha is like the Bali Tosfos, that even if you forget a day, you can continue counting on the next days. So because he has a svek sveika, so he can continue counting even with the bracha. And these are the basic two machlokos that the Bali Tosfos have with the Bahag. The Rosh asks a fundamental question on the sheet of the Bahag. He says, how can the Bahag claim that if you miss a day and you can't continue counting? Isn't the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer a group of 49 different mitzvahs? Each day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Right? You have to count each and every day. So each one is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. So how can the Bahag say that if you miss one day, you can't continue counting? Maybe you missed the previous day. You missed one day of counting. You missed one mitzvah. But why does that prevent you from fulfilling the next mitzvah? If all the 49 days are independent mitzvah, so then you should still be able to count the other days. The Prima Godim, in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, he suggests that the answer is that the Bahag assumes that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one full mitzvah, composed of 49 different parts, right? You have to count 49 days, but it's all one mitzvah. So if you miss one of the days, then you can't have a kiyum hamitzvah b'shleimusa. You can't. You've lost the ability to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's why the Bahag says that you can't continue counting. The mitzvah's over. You can only fulfill the mitzvah if you've counted all 49 days. So if you're missing part of the mitzvah, then you can't continue counting. There's no point. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Vav that seems to be the understanding that the Sefer HaChinuch has in the Bahag. Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'yesha amr sh'misha shachach v'lomona yom echad shen yochol limnos od ba'os ha'shona l'fi shekulon mitzvah achasi. He says, there are some who claim that if you miss counting Sfira one day, then you can't continue counting. Why? He says, according to this Shita, l'fi shekulon mitzvah achasi. Because they're all of the days are one mitzvah. So that's what the Prima Godim writes as well, right? That the position of the Bahag is that all the days of Sfira are one mitzvah. So if you miss a day, it's over. If you miss a day, you can't continue counting because you're not going to have the mitzvah anymore, so there's no point to count. Not just that you can't count with a bracha. There's no point to counting bechlal, according to this approach. If the Bahag assumes that Sfira Sa'omer involves counting 49 days and it's all one mitzvah, so then if you miss one of the days, it's over. You can't continue counting. There's no point to continue counting because you're not going to have the mitzvah. It's like taking only three of the four minim, right, on Sukkot. If you take three of the four minim, you're not going to really be able to the mitzvah. There's a discussion in the Gemara, if there's any value to that, if you really should take some of the minim in such a case where you can't get all the four minim, should you take some of the minim so that you won't forget the mitzvah of the minim? But the actual mitzvah you can't fulfill because you're missing something. So according to this approach in the Bahag, if you miss one of the days, then you can't continue counting bechlal because you're not going to get the mitzvah. At first glance, it seems a little difficult, as the Prima Godim himself points out, that if the Bahag holds that the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is all one big mitzvah, counting 49 days is really all one big mitzvah, so then why do we make a bracha on each and every day? We should make one bracha at the beginning of the count, the first time that we count, and that bracha should suffice for the whole mitzvah. If it's all one mitzvah, heichan matzinu, where do we find multiple brachas on one mitzvah? Normally we make a single brachas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah, so why by Sfiras HaOmer do we have multiple brachas? This is a kasha on the Bahag, according to the Prima Godim's understanding of the Bahag, that if it's all one big mitzvah, so why should you make multiple brachas? L'chaim, you should make only a single bracha on the whole mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav in Shiurim on Masechta Menachos, he wants to suggest that maybe the answer is that even though it's all one big kiyum, but we find, he says, in other mitzvahs, that kol zman shelo kiyum es kula mevarchen al chelek mimena. That if you haven't finished the kiyum mitzvah, you can make a bracha on a part of a mitzvah. That's what the Brisker Rav says. We find in other mitzvahs that even if you haven't finished the kiyum mitzvah, you can make a bracha on part of the kiyum mitzvah. What does that mean? Where do we find such a notion that you can make a bracha on a mitzvah's kiyum mitzvah? So the chart, what the Brisker Rav is having in mind, is alluding to what Reb Chaim writes in his stencils, in his Chidushim on Shas. Reb Chaim points out that the Chachamim, we know the Chachamim instituted that one should make a brichas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah. What part of the mitzvah did the Chachamim say you should make a bracha on? Were they misakin that you make a brichas ha-mitzvah on the kiyum ha-mitzvah or the maisa mitzvah? You know, in most circumstances, the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah are really one and the same. You know, take the mitzvah of lulav, for instance, right? So the maisa mitzvah is to pick up the dalaminim, and the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah is fulfilled when a person picks up the dalaminim. The Maisa Mitzvah Tefillin is to be Meniach Tefillin, and the Mitzvah is fulfilled when a person puts on the Tefillin. But sometimes the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah are not the same. L'moshel Mezuzah. Right? The Maisa Mitzvah of Mezuzah is the Kfiyas Mezuzah, putting up the Mezuzah on the doorpost. But the Kiyum Mitzvah, it would seem, is to live in the home that has a Mezuzah. It's the living in the home. It's not the Kfiyas Mezuzah itself. It's living in the home that has a Mezuzah. Reb Chaim says that if you look at the Rishalmi and Brachas, it's clear the Chazal Masake in Birchas HaMitzvah on the Maisa Mitzvah. Rishalmi says, let's say Reuven is Kovei Mezuzah in the bias of Shimon. Right? Shimon makes Reuven a Shliach to be Kovei Mezuzah in his bias. So Yerushalmi says, who makes the bracha? The person who's koveya the mezuzah. The person who's koveya the mezuzah, he's the one who makes the bracha. Even though the person who owns the bias is clearly mekayim the mitzvah, it's his bias. He's going to live in the bias with the mezuzah. But the one who's koveya the mezuzah, Yerushalmi says, he's the one who makes the bracha. Reb Chaim suggests that from the Yerushalmi you see that Chazal mesaken brichas ha-mitzvah on the maisa mitzvah, not on the kiyum ha-mitzvah, on the maisa mitzvah. That the person who does the maisa mitzvah, he's given the opportunity to make the bracha on the mitzvah. So it could be that's what the Brisker Rav has in mind. That according to the Bahag, even if you'll say the Bahag holds that all 49 days is really part of one mitzvah, it's all one big mitzvah, nevertheless we can make a bracha on each and every day. Because since each and every day is a different ma'isa mitzvah, then it makes sense to make a bracha on each and every ma'isa mitzvah, because that's what Chazal are mesaken. Chazal are always mesaken a brichas mitzvah on the ma'isa mitzvah. They're not mesaken a brichas mitzvah on the kiyum mitzvah. So because you can make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah, it makes sense that even the Bahag would say that even if everything is one big kiyum, even if all the sphere of all the days together is one big kiyum mitzvah, nevertheless you can make a bracha on each and every day, because Chazal were mesaken that you can make a bracha on every ma'isa mitzvah. The Rav was very fond of saying that perhaps there's a different approach to the Bahag. The Rav was bothered that Tosis in Masechta Megillah seems to assume that which the Bahag claims, that if a person forgets to count Sfira at night, he can count by day, it's not that the Bahag really holds that you can fulfill the mitzvah by day. It doesn't seem like that. Because Tosis quotes the Bahag as saying that if a person forgets to count Sfira at night, he can count by day without a bracha. That's not the Shulchan Aruch talking. It's not the Shulchan Aruch that's machria, that we can make a compromise over here. That if you forget to count at night, you can count by day without a brocha, because you should be machmir for the Balei Tosfos, who assume that you can't continue counting by day. And you should be machmir for the Bahag, who says that you should continue counting by day. So therefore, count by day without a brocha. That's not what the Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that the Bahag himself held that if you forget to count at night, count by day without a brocha. What kind of a strange notion is this? Either count or don't count. The whole idea of a bracha, that's a brichas mitzvah on the mitzvah, but the particular shittas in the Rishonim should either be count, and if you're going to count, then make a bracha, or don't count, and if you're not going to count, of course you're not going to make a bracha. What kind of a strange idea is this, that the Bahag himself felt that you should count by day, but you should count without a bracha? The Rav very famously wanted to suggest that really, maybe the Bahag agrees to the Rosh, fundamentally. Maybe the Bahag agrees that the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer involves 49 different mitzvahs. That each day of Sfira really is a different mitzvah. So why does the Bahag say that if you miss one day, then you can't continue counting? Zok the Rav, the Bahag holds that even if each day is a separate mitzvah, but there's a concept of Sfira over here, that you have to count. And a count has to be consecutive. The sequence has to be consecutive. There has to be a hamsheichius, there has to be a continuity to the count. The Bahag holds that even if each day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, but if you miss a day, then the continuity is broken. So you're not going to be able to continue counting. Even if the next day is an independent mitzvah, but you can't count the next day if you're missing the previous day, because the continuity in the count has been broken. So that's why the Bahag can hold, like this Tosfos quotes him as saying, that you count by day without a bracha if you miss counting by night. Why does the Bahag have some kind of a pshara like that you should continue counting, that you should count by day without a bracha, either count or don't count? The answer is the Bahag perhaps holds that really you can only fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer at night. He holds that you can't count by day, you won't fulfill the mitzvah by day. Tmimos requires to count at night. The Bahag agrees with the Balei Tosfos against what we said previously. It's not that the Bahag says that the Gemara Menachos, that seems to assume that you have to count at night, holds that l'chatchila tmimos requires that you count at night. No, the Bahag perhaps agrees to the Balei Tosfos that even b'di'evet, if you didn't count at night, you can't count by day. You won't fulfill the mitzvah by counting by day. So why does the Bahag say that you should count by day without a bracha? Zok the Rav, the Bahag holds that if you count by day without a bracha, then you'll preserve the continuity of the count. If you count by day without a bracha, then you'll be able to continue counting. The Bahag holds that if you miss counting by day without a bracha, then you won't be able to continue counting, because then you've broken the continuity. And once you break the continuity, then you won't be able to continue. But if you count by day, even if you won't fulfill the mitzvah by day, it's a tremendous chiddush. According to the Rav, the Bahag holds that by counting by day, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But you'll still be able to preserve the continuity of the count. But since you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah, that's why the Bahag himself perhaps claims that you shouldn't count by day with a bracha. Just count without a bracha. The purpose of counting by day is not to fulfill the mitzvah, so you should make a brichas mitzvah on that. You simply preserve the continuity, and that will enable you to continue counting the next days. According to this approach in the Bahag, it's obvious that it makes perfect sense why the Bahag claims that you should make a bracha on each and every day. Because if even the Bahag admits that each day is a separate mitzvah, so of course you should make a bracha on each day, because not only are you doing a separate ma'aseh mitzvah each day, you're even having a separate kiyum ha-mitzvah on each day as well. One of the nafkamina that the post can point out, one of the nafkamina between the two approaches in the Bahag, whether we say like the Rav or like the Prima Godim, whether the Bahag holds it's one big mitzvah, or he says, no, there are 49 independent mitzvahs, but you just can't miss a day, because if you do so, then you'll break the continuity in the count. So one of the nafkamina that the post can point out is, let's say a person has to undergo some kind of medical procedure during Sfira, and he knows he's going to be out for a day. They tell him with the recovery, he's not going to be able to count Sfira, because he's going to miss a full day. He's not going to be conscious. He's not going to be able to count. What should he do? If he knows at some point in time he's going to miss a day, let's say at the beginning of Sfira he didn't know he was going to have a medical procedure, and sometime, so he was making the brachas and counting throughout the days. And then he's told that he has to undergo a certain procedure, he's going to miss a day. So maybe he should stop counting with the bracha. Right? He knows he's not going to finish the whole mitzvah. He can't finish the whole mitzvah. It's just not going to happen. So what should he do? Should he stop counting with the bracha? Or should he say that it doesn't matter, each day is independent? So, l'chora, according to the Prima Godim, if you assume that the Bahag holds that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, there are 49 days that you need, you have to count 49 days in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it's really one big mitzvah. So one could posit the idea, perhaps, that if a person knows that he's going to miss a full day, then he shouldn't continue counting with the bracha, because he knows that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah, b'shleimus, he's not going to really have a full kiyum of the mitzvah. But according to the Rav, l'chora, there's no reason that he shouldn't count with the bracha. Let's say he knows he's going for a medical procedure in a couple of days. But today, he's able to count with a bracha. So according to the Bahag, even according to the Bahag, why shouldn't he count today with a bracha? According to the Bali Tosfos, of course he should count today with a bracha, because the Bali Tosfos hold that each day is an independent mitzvah. But according to the Rav's interpretation of the Bahag, then even the Bahag admits that each day is an independent mitzvah. It's just the Bahag holds that you need a continuity in the Sfira. So if you're missing a day, then you've broken the continuity, and then you can't continue counting. But even the Bahag holds that they're independent mitzvahs each and every day. So even the Bahag would admit that the fact that a person knows he's going to undergo a medical procedure doesn't mean that he should stop counting with a bracha. Let him count with a bracha this day, because this day is an independent mitzvah. It's unrelated to the... I mean, it's related in this, to the next day, in the sense that he needs the continuity of the sphere to count the next day. But to count this day is an independent mitzvah. So one can certainly make a bracha on this independent mitzvah. They tell a story that Rabbi Yosef Breuer, who is the Rav of the German Jewish community, right, the Yekes in Washington Heights, Breuer's. Rabbi Breuer, the year that he was Nifter, so he didn't want to count Sfira. They were itching him, the family was pushing him to try to count Sfira, and like, you know, when he was, the night before he was Nifter, the two nights before he was Nifter, he didn't want to count Sfira at all. He didn't want to count with a bracha, he didn't want to count. Why didn't he want to count? So l'chora, he was assuming like the other. Some tried to interpret what he was doing. It was hard to really understand what he meant. But some suggested that perhaps Rabbi Breuer had in mind this idea, that he was following the conventional wisdom, the approach of the Prima Godim, that according to the Bahag, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is all one big mitzvah. He was choshesh for that shita. So if it's all one big mitzvah, so then if a person feels that he's not going to finish the mitzvah, so then l'chora he should not count with the bracha. So that's what Rabbi Breuer perhaps was concerned with. He was choshish for that shita, and that's why he didn't want to count with the bracha anymore. But l'chora, according to the Rav, that's not necessary. Just like a person who's going to undergo a medical procedure, one of the days of Sfira, and he's going to miss a full day, he still can count with the bracha, because according to the Rav, the Bahag really agrees to the Bali Tosfos that each day is an independent mitzvah. So l'chora, in this tragic situation, if a person feels that they're not going to make it to the end of Sfira, that's no reason to stop counting Sfira with a bracha. The days that he's counting can be considered an independent mitzvah. So if they're independent mitzvahs, then of course it's appropriate to count each and every day of Sfira.